Well, hello everybody. It's Sunday the 18th of April 2021 and it's time for the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Now, I'm mixing this up slightly. Since I've gone down to two podcasts a week, I feel a bit more open to try and experiment with different formats. So for this one, I'm trying a bit of a radio format just to make things a bit different and hopefully a bit more entertaining for you guys, so you will rush in and listen to it as soon as it is released. Firstly, you will notice in the email that you've received that I've also added a link, which I'm hoping will make things a bit easier to access, because I think somebody said they had trouble clicking on the login link. So we'll see if that has made any difference. Let me know if that has helped. Now, in this first bit, I just want to, the intro, if you like, I just want to bring to everyone's attention a magazine that I only really buy once a year, and I've bought it this month, and that is Gardener's World magazine. Now, why do I only buy it this year? Well, something that comes out every year with this magazine is a card that gives you 2-for-1 entry to certain gardens around the UK. That's 2 tickets for the price of 1, and there's a huge list of different gardens that we can go and visit. I buy this every year. It's something that my wife and I like to go out and do, and this is the time to go and buy it. I bought our copy on Thursday. I've been looking through the magazine. It comes with free seeds as well, so there's another reason to buy it. But also for the 2-for-1 tickets, I think they are fantastic. So that might be of some interest to you. I thought I'd bring that to your little attention. Now, as I said, I am changing the format for these Sunday podcasts, making them a bit more like a radio. So what I've done earlier today, I went out to the garden and I sowed the carrots from our Seed Supporters Club. Let's find out how that happened. Right, so carrots. This is a variety called Atomic Red that we've got in this month's seed sowing or seed gift pack. Now, I've added carrots before, so these aren't unusual. And although not everybody has had these in the past, because if you haven't been a member in the past when we had carrots, this is completely new. Anyway, I'm babbling slightly. So what I've got a bed right in front of me, which I've basically put a string attached to 2 pieces of cane running along, and then I've drew my hoe across that string just to make a little line in the compost. I've watered that in already and let the water just soak for about 20 minutes. That basically just lets the ground be moist when it comes to sowing seeds. Excuse me. Now, what I'm going to do is just sprinkle the seeds as sparingly as I can all the way along this line. Now, what I like to do is sort of, when I'm doing this, is twist the fingers as with a few seeds. It can take quite a while, but this is just trying to be sparingly so you don't get too many seeds in one area where they all grow and compete against each other. Now, this is easy to do. I mean, growing carrots are pretty easy, but now, once they're all sown, which won't take me long, I'm just going to then just lightly cover over or pull back very, very lightly some of the compost that I've just moved. I won't give that another watering today, but tomorrow I will. And I would expect to see germination in about 2 weeks' time. These will be covered by one of my cloches just to make sure that they don't get eaten by birds or dug up by my chickens, and also just to add a bit more warmth, and hopefully that will provide us with some really good carrots. Now, they germination will take about 2 weeks, like I said, and as they grow bigger and bigger, we may have to thin them out. So that's just where we remove a few carrots to give each other carrot plenty of room. Now, what I try and do here is give them I keep an eye on them as they grow. If I feel carrots are too close together, ideally we want about the size of a carrot you would buy from a shop in between each one, so they got room there to grow. But as they grow, they can be quite slow, so I'll move them where they are. Like if I got 3 in a 1 centimeter area, I'll take the middle one out, let them grow a bit bigger, and then I'll move more later on, giving each one a bit more room. That way, I'm still getting a few more carrots. Now, those thinnings are edible. The carrots that we are removing can be eaten. One thing I would say when it comes to thinning out or even harvesting carrots, you want to try and do it in either early in the morning or late in the evening. Reason for that is carrot root fly. They can smell the carrots as we harvest them, and they can come along and basically lay eggs into the soil and eat through the carrot root. So we want to restrict that. I mentioned about companion planting the other day, so we could grow marigolds or something alongside, but certainly just try and reduce the amount of the time that we harvest carrots, or even thin them, is the time to keep an eye. Now, because I'm no dig, this bed has been full up of compost. Now, quite often you hear people say you don't use fresh compost, or you don't manure the beds where carrots to grow, because that causes them to fork. And that is true if you're a traditional digger. But what I found with no dig is you're getting compost everywhere, so it's evenly spaced. What I think happens when you dig is you get pockets of compost and pockets of soil, and that causes the carrots to fork. But on a whole, again, just something to not worry about. Carrots, like I said, they are pretty easy. They will grow in most soils. They do like it a bit sandier soil. They grow bigger. But my clay soil, they will still grow in it. It's just hard to harvest them when it comes. In terms of harvesting, they'll be fully grown 14 to 18 weeks. So that's, 4, 5 months time, give or take. And they'll be a good size by then. But like I say, we can pick them earlier. That's not a problem. Use them in the kitchen. Don't need to really go into what we can use carrots in the kitchen for, do I? They're so easy. Right, back to the studio.
Well, there we go. That is this month's carrots sown and into the garden. Slightly difficult to try and sow these things while holding a microphone at the same time and trying to get your words out, but we can work on that. We can work on it, that's all I can say. Slightly, like I said, this format is something I've came up with this week as being a bit different and a bit more entertaining, is the hope. Now, on Thursday's podcast, I mentioned Amanda's Allotment as a Instagram channel to go and check. And I thought, you know what, I'll try and do this a bit more. Mention certain Instagram channels or YouTube channels from you guys who are there supporting me. Now, what I didn't do the other day was really give Amanda's channel a lot of coverage. So what I want to do is just go, I've got Amanda's Instagram page open in front of me. It's Amanda_allotment on Instagram. And she shares a lot of photos from the seeds that she's sowing and videos, and really doing some really good work. So first of all, on the back of people's responses to my post yesterday's, the comment on thing, I've decided to do a weekly F Up Friday. I'm trying to be polite. I don't think we've got any kids listening. F Up Friday roundup of things that have gone wrong each week. It makes one person feel better about their garden fails than job done this week. This morning, I had to do some sowing of the following seeds because some of up to 3 previous attempts have either not germinated, I've killed with too much love, water, sunlight, etc., etc. I've actually drowned these freshly sown tomato seeds. I was trying to get a video. They probably won't germinate now. I ordered the wrong size hotspot tape for my polytunnel as I didn't clock the clearly stated 5 centimetre width in the title and only realised when it arrived. What a fantastic idea. F Up Friday. And that's just one of the things that she has. Lots of really good photos. She posts quite often. So that's Amanda's Allotment to go and check out on Instagram. You'll find her because at the moment, at the time of recording, her profile pictures, you'll see she is wearing the VegGrow podcast hoodie. And I'll add a link, of course, in the comments on this blog post. So my next section, I'm screwing this bit up, but my next section, I went out earlier and sowed the peas that were also in this month's got a gift pack. So let's find out how I got on with that.
Ah, peas. Another good one to grow, and I think ideal for any vegetable garden. I've got to admit, I've added peas again to the Seed Supporters Club in the past. Because they can be sown quite often throughout the year, they're one that feature really well. In fact, some of the ones that I sowed back in October, November, I've grown in a greenhouse, and they're producing peas now for us, and they are fantastic. The secret with getting good tasting peas, though, is to harvest them young and get them in the freezer if you're freezing them within an hour. It really is easy. Now, what I'm doing with these peas, I'm planting these into the ground directly. I'm not transplanting them, I'm just popping them into the ground. Now, to do this, I'm just taking each pea and I'm pushing it into the ground about 3 centimeters deep in a straight line. Again, like I did with the carrots earlier, I've got this string just so I know where they are. Popping them in, and then 3 centimeters deep, give them a good water. Peas do like a lot of water. And then as they grow, I will pot up a bit of netting for them to climb up. Peas, I find, they need something to climb up, but this also encourages them to flower. They don't need a huge amount of feeding, but once the flowers appear, something like a tomato feed will do them well. And pretty soon, within about 3 months, I reckon these will be producing us plenty of peas that we can harvest. And again, what I say with peas, pick them young and pick them often. Don't let them go dry, because otherwise that will tell the plant that it's done its job, doesn't need to produce any more peas. What you want is it to encourage more and more peas. They do like a plenty of sun and well-drained spot, which again is why I'm growing these into a no-dig bed with plenty of well-rotted compost and manure into it. Easy to grow and so tasty. I keep saying that, they are so tasty. Now, there are alternative ways to start these off. One thing that I tried last year, and I know many people do, is to actually start their peas off in lengths of gutter. So what I would do is fill up a gutter with some soil, add the peas, and then fill up more compost, give it a good watering in. Keep that guttering in my greenhouse until they germinate and they are ready to move out. Then when it's time to plant them out, I just run a little drill, a similar sort of size to the guttering, and then just slide the whole lot out into that place. It works, and it's actually a pretty good way of starting off peas and pretty successful. Reason I'm not doing it this time round is actually just due to time. I just want to get these peas in and get them done and not have to worry about it as they grow. So for me, that's what I'm doing. Netting for them to grow up. Now, you could use chicken wire. I'm using some pea netting that you can get from Wilkinson's with a cane either side and a few canes just throughout. It needs to be pretty strong, I found, so the cane needs to go down quite deeply. But apart from that, they will grow pretty effortlessly. Very little problems with pests, I find. But more importantly, they do well. Now, I do want to say, these carrots and the peas, they're all grown in one bed that I'm trying to dedicate solely to Seed Supporter Club seeds. Although I do think I'm probably not going to have enough room in this one bed, so we'll probably add them in other places as well. But yeah, I'm going to keep that going. I'm going to be doing some more videos soon to keep you updated and show you just what's happening. Let me know how you are getting on with your seeds, and I'm going to meet you back in the studio.
Well, there we go. Carrots and peas both sown today from our Seed Supporters gift bag. How are you guys getting on with yours? Please do keep sending your photos and sharing with me how you're getting on. It's really great to see just how well we are all doing. And I'm really, really pleased, with how to see everyone is doing. Right, guys, well, that is it for this Sunday. I hope this format has been a bit more entertaining. Like I say, it's not edited very well, or I'm not doing really much editing because I want to get them out quick. But if this proves better and I'm happier with it, who knows what might happen. As always, thank you so much for your support. Really do appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing what everyone else is up to in the not too distant future. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again very soon.